The first Augur assassination markets have arrived. Good evening, I'm Pete Rizzo, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you your top stories for Wednesday, July 25th. What scams? Ethereum's vision for apps is only growing bolder, and we'll talk about WEX, a Russian cryptocurrency exchange that's attracting the wrong kind of attention. But first, a word from our sponsor, Oxford FinTech Program. Master Financial Technology Online with the 10-week Oxford FinTech Program, interacting with an international cohort of business leaders and over 60 guest experts. You'll gain a practical introduction to key financial technologies and their business applications. And the most important conference in crypto is spreading to Asia. CoinDesk's Consensus Singapore will feature more than 75 speakers and 50 sponsors across 2.5 days of powerful insights, industry announcements, and cross-industry networking opportunities. Don't miss out. Register today at coindesk.com/events. The first Augur assassination markets have arrived. People have started betting on the fates of prominent politicians, business leaders, and celebrities on Augur. Only a matter of time, perhaps, but the recently launched decentralized protocol for betting on the outcomes of real-world events already has some unseemly events on its platform. In addition to targeting individuals, a few markets on Augur are offering bets on whether mass shootings and terrorist attacks with certain minimum casualties will occur. According to observers like Predictions.Global co-founder Ryan Berkmans, holder of Augur's reputation token could mark a market as invalid, opening up some interesting dynamics for the protocol. According to the piece, multiple blockchains could even emerge, one allowing more illicit items, another not. Judging by the Reddit commentary, though, the consensus appears to be that incentivizing murder is 100% immoral. Other users argued for permissionless innovation, setting up a potentially interesting dynamic ahead. What scams? Ethereum's vision for apps is only growing bolder. Despite the emergence of explicit Ponzi scheme games on Ethereum, many developers are in high hopes that decentralized applications, or dApps, will be key technologies in driving Ethereum. That's the dream underlying what we call Web 3.0, in which dApps combined with Web 2.0 technology eventually corrode centralized power structures and give control over use of data back to the hands of the people. CoinDesk reporter Rachel Rose O'Leary was recently at DAPCON, a Berlin-based conference, to uncover how much of the world's second largest blockchain supporters believe dApps are really making headway. There, she talked to Alex Van de Son, developer of Ethereum's Mist browser, and a core developer who is also a believer. He said Ethereum would make, quote, no sense if there were dApps. It would be just another coin that gets its worth from speculating. As for Ethereum developers, their job, he said, is to serve dApp developers. It's a must-read. The piece gives an up-close look at the challenges and roadblocks on the way to the future vision for dApps. Finally, Bitcoin's price is nearing 10K on a single troubled exchange. The Russian cryptocurrency exchange WEX continues to feature alarmingly anomalous prices amid a near total freeze on customer withdrawals. As of yesterday, WEX set the value of Bitcoin over $9,600 versus $8,000 on other exchanges. The normally dollar-tied Tether, also known as USDT, was priced at $2 on WEX, almost double the price. Making matters worse, WEX customers say they remain unable to get outbound payments processed, a situation that's been brewing for more than a week. In the absence of word from WEX staff, users have taken to social media in the exchange's chat box to wonder aloud about the story behind the delay. WEX representatives have not been able to respond to multiple requests for comment. We'll be back more with that story when we return. Stay tuned, but first a word from our sponsors. You can now study fintech entirely online with Oxford University's Said Business School. The 10-week program gives you the tools you need to build the future of transactions and commerce. You'll be exploring emerging technologies that will disrupt marketplaces and financial services and examine the state of the industry and plan disruptive intra or entrepreneurial interventions. Throughout the program, you'll be exposed to key ideas, principles, and frameworks from CEOs of leading startups, corporate leaders, and institutional leaders at the forefront of research in the space of the future of commerce and transactions. And we're back on Late Confirmation with Anya Baidukova to discuss her ongoing reporting on WEX, a single troubled exchange with high prices, but where you wouldn't want to buy. Welcome, Anya.
Hi, great to be here.
So obviously, you've been digging into this. This is your second story published yesterday entitled Bitcoin's Price is Nearing 10K on a Single Troubled Exchange. This is called, obviously this exchange is called WEX, but it has a bit of a troubled history. Why don't you take the readers in to the question of what is WEX? What do we know about it?
WEX is allegedly a successor of now defunct BTCe.
And BTCe is?
Yeah, which used to be one of the quite large cryptocurrency exchange, but it's now it now stopped its work, and its alleged beneficiary Alexander Vinnik is arrested and is waiting for extradition, probably to the U.S. or France. Or maybe Russia, there are three countries asking for that. In the
So these are people who are connected with the older exchange, but now we have a new version of this exchange.
Yeah, so allegedly WEX or WEX and people who are behind it bought a database of BTCe users and took some obligation to return them funds. Mm-hmm. And has been functioning quite okay until the very recent weeks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what kind of signs? So it sounds like the prices have been going up wildly. Has this been across the board for all cryptocurrencies, or some markets functioning normally or some not? I guess how different is this exchange from what we're seeing on other exchanges?
Well, so if you look at the WEX website, you see the crazy prices both for Bitcoin and for altcoins. Mm. USDT is around $2. Bitcoin is higher than $9,000, and so on. And at the same time, for almost 2 weeks now, users have troubles withdrawing funds, both mm-hmm. fiat and crypto assets.
Mm-hmm. So you've been also doing a lot of work to figure out these users, who they are, what kind of experiencing they're having with the exchange. As you alluded to, difficulty right now in getting funds off the exchange, a lot of frustration there. What has been their experience in trying to get in touch with this exchange, WEX?
Well, so people liked WEX for the same reason they liked BTCe. Mm-hmm. First of all, it had a Russian interface, which is attractive to people mm-hmm. in Russia.
Right.
Then it didn't require ID identification, which mm-hmm. also seemed attractive. I was trying to get in contact with some users, and the most talkative of them, named Grigory. He is said he's IT specialist in one of the towns in Russia. He said it had always been quite all right. Everything was normal. He could withdraw money. It would come to his account quite quickly. But then, since July 12th, everything started becoming stranger and stranger. Mm-hmm. And now some fraction of Bitcoin he owns is locked there. He can't get it. Mm-hmm. And since yesterday night, people reported that withdrawals in rubles were opened, but you withdraw it with a commission 45%.
How communicative has the exchange been about these user complaints?
The exchange has an official Twitter account. When they has been repeatedly posted, there is a technical maintenance work. They promised that the withdrawal will open July 22nd, which didn't happen.
You're saying we don't really even know much about who these individuals are.
Yeah, there is an official owner and CEO of the exchange named Dmitry Vasilyev. Mm-hmm. But even he said that he lost control of the exchange, mm-hmm. and some people kind of elbowed him out, but he wouldn't specify who they are. Mm. According to reporting in Russia, actually, Russian agency RBK made an extensive investigation about WEX, and it has an information that people connected to the militia forces in eastern Ukraine, where is the breakaway region of Ukraine now, and there is a civil war. So, people connected to those circles, people participating, people sponsoring that war, have been interested in purchasing the exchange. Now it's unofficially an accepted fact in among WEX users. Everybody's just waiting to hear this officially, but people positively believe that maybe the money are going to this region called Donbass.
So I guess maybe you can. So what's the worry here? So it sounds like, you know, we know that exchange transactions are irregular. We know that prices are fluctuating wildly. We heard rumors of ownership exchange or ownership changes. What's the worry? What are people really concerned about here? What's the worst case scenario that people are thinking about?
Well, first of all, we still don't have a solid information of who's in charge. Mm-hmm. So there is a nominal, like probably nominal owner who says, I can't do anything. There are some murky people with quite a scary background who are allegedly in charge or will be allegedly in charge. So, like even the promises that WEX is giving now officially, they're not delivered. So the future is very foggy.
And of course, this is an exchange that's actually holding customer funds, which makes it even the situation a little bit more precarious.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, Dmitry Vasilyev, he doesn't respond my request since July 12th. He gave a couple of brief answers, but then stopped answering. So in his Facebook page, he said that clients who have up to 15 million on the exchange contacted him over this period. I'm not sure if probably he's talking about dollars, not rubles, but he didn't specify. It's fair to say people have quite a lot of funds hanging there, and they can't withdraw them, or they can withdraw them buying they can buy actually Zcash or USDT, but like two times more expensive than on the market, and also some less known coins like Novacoin, Namecoin, that are also expensive. So they can withdraw funds with the really big losses, or they can wait. Or they can probably lose everything. Nobody knows what happens with those funds because nobody knows who's in charge.
Fascinating stuff, and I'm sure we'll be monitoring closely. Anya, I'd like to thank you for joining. For more on that story and others, you can check out Coindesk.com. For Coindesk, I'm Pete Rizzo, and this has been Late Confirmation.
The Podglomerate, a Sonic Universe.